Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking about Mary Kay Cabot's comments on Myles Garrett, and that kind of builds on Myles' dissatisfaction that was evident in the helmet throw, in the sitting on the bench by himself. Then it's interesting, until you brought up the numbers that a post-June 1 trade for Myles actually would be bearable for the Browns, I actually think that gives Myles a little bit more leverage in this. Because there was a part of me that's like, well, I mean, I think people saw the if they cut him number, which is like, I think, $90 million.
Yeah, it's an insanely high number, yeah.
And thought, well, he doesn't have any leverage because they couldn't possibly stomach that when they're already thinking about stomaching the Deshaun Watson stuff and whether to cut him or whatever. I think Myles having an out with, well, it's not that bad if you trade me after June 1, I think it gives him even more power. I think he should. I think if he is really not happy with this, I don't know what they can tell him. Like, there's only so many ways you get a quarterback, but do I think Myles should be, do I think that's what a leader does? Not just publicly do this stuff, but do it internally? Yes. So I encourage Myles to do.
If they did trade him, wouldn't it be on the idea that they couldn't offer up any plan of actually winning? And then it was like, or it was even just a longer term plan that maybe Myles was comfortable with. Like, if they traded him, we would have to be set up for 2-3 years before we start to see any sort of fruits of labor payoff.
Maybe even more.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like for our own personal selves, for the people listening, for you, for me, if they traded him, that is disastrous for us watching competitive football.
And here's the thing. I don't want to trade Myles. I actually, the shame of it is he's missed the moment to break scot free with the Browns, because I think there were a lot of people that would have supported him in his trade request back in January. I was one of them. I understood. I felt for Myles. And then we did the settling for $40 million. I think it's a lot more complicated now. I think it would complicate his legacy to force them this time to trade him this offseason as opposed to last offseason. It doesn't mean he shouldn't do it. I don't want to trade him, but I understand if he gets to a point where they're not going to listen to him or they're not going to have a path to competitiveness, if he says, I'm going to be 30 next year, Micah Parsons just did this, and maybe that renews his interest in, or maybe he saw a way now that Micah did it that he can now do it.
Only thing I find fascinating is how extreme is he willing to take this?
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know that answer because he didn't take it to the extreme last time. And I remember the day before Myles signed the extension and decided to stay, it was a Friday, and Aditi Kinkabwala had this whole, it was a tweet, and then I went with it, the idea that Myles is just, he's just a different cat, right? Like, he could do his poetry, he could just spend time in Asia, and it just wouldn't really bother him, and he could just kind of be away from football for a little bit. And then within 24 hours later, he just completely disproved that. And so, like, even if you try to come at me with some of those narratives, like, oh, Myles is serious about it this time, he's going to miss games, I already fell for the banana in the tailpipe. Like, I'm not going to do that again.
I think this time, because last time they had Barry back, they had Stefanski back. Assuming that one way or another, you can't really sell it to Miles. Even if you bring both guys back, you can't sell it that anything's going to change. I think the Browns, I thought they owed it to him in January to take his request seriously, and I think they owe it to him now. At some point, and money's fine. Clearly, money for Miles at $40 million a year was enough to at least sign up for one more year. At some point, this organization that screams all the time how, oh, we got to do right by this player and we got to do right. If Miles is truly that unhappy, at some point, you got to do right by Miles, even if I hate the end result, because I sure as hell don't trust that organization, no matter who's in charge, to make the picks and get it right.
That's a funny point. They're very quick to be we're the good guy organization until it's a player or person that actually matters of consequence.
Yep.
You know, like they're very quick to be like, oh, we did it right. And then let's tell everyone how right we did by them until it's someone like Miles. And it just doesn't equate the same way.
So we referenced this at the end of yesterday's show. It was Connor Orr and Albert Breer together on the MMQB podcast talking about the fallout of Miles' 5-sack performance, his, you know, disenchantment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With the Cleveland Browns and maybe what the Browns should do.
By the time you get to the point where you're competing for a championship again, what's Myles Garrett going to have left is my question. He turns 30 in December. I don't know that the timelines match up. And so then the question becomes, are you better off just trading him now? And maybe you get 2 first-round picks for him. And now all of a sudden, you're going to have 5 first-round picks over the next 2 years, like an insane haul. If you're Detroit or Buffalo, would you trade for him right now?
I mean, yeah, all across the board, right?
Yeah, I think this is where the thing could go if you don't give him whatever assurances he's want. Listen, they should trade him if that's what Miles wants because it's doing right by Miles. Especially if you think the next 2 years are bubkiss as well. If you don't think there's a quarterback that can change your fortunes in 2026 draft, then you are going to have to go a longer road, at which point, like, it makes more sense to trade him just the way it made sense to trade him in January, by the way.
Yeah, again, where the timelines don't match up, and Albert's right there about the timelines not matching up, is the idea that if they're going to try to sell him that they're going to be awesome next year, find me the quarterback. Where's that coming from?
Yeah.
You know, unless Shador is just awesome and is great, and we haven't even seen him be able to play. Well, you know, like you don't have that in your hands right now, and it doesn't seem like you're going to get that through the draft at this current point.
Yeah, and I just think, like, this is just such a sign at how bad these guys, and this is why, like, we were sounding the alarms in January. I'm not trying to do I Was Right radio, but like
it was our favorite type of radio,
and we're really good at it.
We really
guys.
Like it a lot.
But like
other shows just move away from it. We like it.
Well, because here's the thing: we'll also tell you when we were wrong. It never happens, but we tell you when we were wrong. But I like this. To me, is why when the organization told you boldface, "Hey, don't worry. We're, you know, it doesn't take 5 years to rebuild. Mm-hmm. We've got a plan. We have concepts of a plan. Jimmy Haslam came out and spoke glowingly. This is why you cannot trust them." And I don't mean this in like a heavy-handed way. They want you to keep buying tickets to games. They want you to keep buying jerseys. And they're not going to come out and say anything that is going to disrupt that, especially with a stadium on the way. All right? So Clearly, keeping Miles here was a way to satiate fans while also understanding, yeah, the season's probably going to suck. But when they said, hey, we're going to try and win, yeah, I think they are trying to win. And they're 2-6. That's the concern right now. Like, this is not an organization that's tanking per se, at least not yet this season. And they're 2-6, and they just got blown out by a team that had, what, a top with the seventh pick in last year's draft? The fourth pick. They had one pick ahead of you after the trade down with Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's not good. And I think Miles knows. He knows it's not good. I was kind of surprised, though, how Mary Kay really put an emphasis on how upset Miles was. Mm-hmm. And it's like, again, that part isn't surprising. Miles gets upset often. But the idea that this time it felt just a little bit different. And I don't know. Are we going to have this Miles now for the rest of the season where he's just going to be angry and yell about things and how unjust this all is? We might. And then I feel like this offseason is going to turn into exactly what it was last offseason.
I did say yesterday felt a little performative. If Miles doesn't see an end game here, I can see Miles making it very uncomfortable while games he's got three sacks in, he's stomping around on the sidelines. That I don't know that that's initially I thought maybe that's a message to you guys, right? I think it might be more of a message to the guys who lead this team. And I think that's maybe his way, right? Making it uncomfortable like Micah Parsons did.
Which worked for Micah Parsons. It did. And for a while it worked for Miles until he signed the $40 million deal.
216-474-0092. Should the Browns reconsider trading Myles Garrett? If they actually care about Myles as a person and you don't think you're going to win next year, and it might not be till 2027 or 2028, yes, you should. This might be the time to do the right thing. Now, here's the problem. They're not going to do it because they don't really care about Myles and about Myles and what Myles wants. They care about themselves, which is pretty much how the NFL works. Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel Beef maybe leads off quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
92.3 The Fan has the most local sports talk in town, and you can be a part of it anytime you want. Weigh in on X at
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.